On the show today, we have Chartway Federal Credit Union's very own Regina Pierce-Lowe and Kim Sherman from Chartway as well. And we also had HC3's Griffin McGahee talking about how Chartway ditched their disparate statement systems and streamlined their digital document presentment. Really good success story here from these folks, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we pretty much have a full house here today. And we're very excited to be talking to the folks from Chartway Federal Credit Union in Virginia. And I'm going to start with those introductions first. Regina Pierce-Lowe from Chartway. Regina, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. And then we have right next to Regina is Kim Sherman from Chartway as well. Regina, how are you? Kim, how are you? Sorry.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Getting the names right, but so far, so good. And then right above us, right next to me, right above you guys is Griffin McGahee from HC3. Griffin, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you. Good to see you as well. All right. Today we're talking a little case study, a little success story here. We love doing these types of interviews here on CU Broadcast because it just sends really good vibes throughout the industry on success stories, and people can learn how to do things a little bit differently and take a good idea and go, hey, let's put our spin on that. So really excited to be talking to you guys today. And the topic here is how credit unions can ditch their disparate systems and streamline digital document presentment. So, Griffin, I want to start with you first here. So what exactly did you guys provide Chartway? And then Kim and Regina, I'll let you guys chime in to kind of get the lay of the land here. And then we'll proceed from there. All right, Griffin. So what did you guys provide Chartway?
I think it was kind of consistency of experience for the members and consistency of systems on the back end for the credit union in a couple of different fronts.
Okay.
One being consistency of documents in between print and digital channels. So Chartway had two different vendors for that before. So you had different look and feel, two different vendors to manage, depending on whether the member had chosen print delivery or digital delivery. So we were able to consolidate that for them. So they had one vendor for those two processes, and also the exact same documents, regardless of which channel the member chose. And I think the second regard had to do with multiple systems for digital delivery. So before our partnership with them, they had some documents available in one web portal, other documents available in another web portal, which was, I think, a confusing situation for their members.
Okay. So now, Regina, I'm going to start with you. What was going on at Chartway that initially prompted you guys to look for a technology like HC3. So what was going on there?
So as Griffin stated, we did have disparate systems. So we had a different print vendor, and then our digital statements were managed through our online banking platform.
Okay.
It was the change of our online banking partner that prompted us to solve multiple things at one time, and then we looked for a new print digital delivery partner.
Okay. And Kim, how is this holding you guys back from, you know, properly serving your members to the fullest and being able to maximize your operations as well?
Absolutely. It was a struggle for our internal teams having to go through different platforms to try and find the information that they needed.
Yeah.
So really, it impacted our members because of the delay that they were able to find things and be able to present them to them.
Okay, and then I'm going to stick with you on this one, Kim. What attracted you guys to HC3? What, how did they stand out? And go, hey, well, we got to go with them.
Absolutely. So we loved HC3 from the very beginning, from when we were first introduced to our salesperson, through all of the different demos that we received. We really clicked. It was really important for us to have a culture alignment. And we found that very quickly with HC3, from the, again, demos to even visiting on site.
And Regina, get your take as well. What's struck you about HC3?
We did see HC3 as a partner. So not just looking for the right vendor, they were a partner. They're the ones that are going to be able to take us and our members into the future. They have a great forward thinking, a good future plan, improving their technology, security, and we found that very valuable is what we needed as well.
Indeed, indeed. And Griffin, getting to you on this now from the HC3 perspective, when you first came into Chartway, okay, what was step one and how was the process in getting them to where they are today?
I think the process was working through, even during the sales process, of understanding what their particular needs were, where they were, you know, where they were at that point, where they were trying to get to, because it took consolidation of several systems. So I think really just kind of digging in and understanding their business and what their needs were.
Was there anything unique that stood out with them from your perspective that maybe helped you, or any specific challenges or hurdles that you guys got over?
Yeah, I mean, they had one particular challenge with, because they were also changing vendors for their credit cards at the same time as this online banking transition. So we had to work through a solution to get credit card statements from a couple of different vendors into one digital document system mm-hmm. for their members. You know, security was really important in that, as we don't like to, and I don't think Chartway agreed, have information like social security numbers and credit card numbers. We want to keep that in as few systems as possible, and particularly when it comes to public facing websites. Let's work through a strategy to keep that kind of information out of those systems while still being able to let the members, you know, find what they need. Mm-hmm. So we had some kind of unique solutions we worked with them to build to make that process as secure as possible.
Indeed. And Kim, I'm going to come to you on with this one. How has this benefited your credit union and your members so far?
Yes. So through our partnership with HC3, we've been able to redesign our statements. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on that. Not only with the color and the way that they look, but the information being presented, we are able to get our notices and statements at the touch of our fingertips, and we're getting ready to put that out enterprise-wide. So that has been really nice. And just consolidating a couple of different notifications for our members and a secured postcard. So streamlining and gaining efficiencies has really been nice.
Yeah, and Regina, do you guys have any results type information or any anecdotes or anything like that you can share that to kind of illustrate a clear picture of how it's helped you guys?
Well, we have seen some cost improvements as far as our consolidation of notices and secure postcards. So where we used to send three notices to the same household, we're now just sending one, and all three items are included on that.
Oh, cool.
So we have had some cost savings. We are also able to get reports as far as how many statements are being delivered in print versus digital, and how many members are accessing their digital statements. And we have seen an increase in that through the pandemic. So we're excited that members are going to this platform and they are giving their statements.
Yeah, I think we all saw a lot of that digital stuff going on last few months for sure. So, I mean, having said that, though, I mean, is this kind of part of your digital transformation journey that everyone's experiencing right now?
It is, and I think that we've got a lot farther to go. So there's some other cool things that HC3 offers they showed us in the beginning.
Okay.
Aren't able to take advantage of everything right at that time.
Okay.
But having some future growth with them, we do have some cool things coming. So.
All right. Well, now you've piqued my interest, and I have to ask Griffin now, what's next? What's on the docket, Griffin?
We are working on or just completed development of a platform that will let our credit unions have better management of the white space on their statements so that they can tailor messaging there to their members to let them know about products and services that might be of interest to them.
Yeah.
I know that you know, digital electronic payments is certainly interested that Chartway had from the beginning, and also a product that we're working on right now to let, you know, payers who may, you know, not have signed on for auto pay for that loan, but they still may be interested in making an electronic payment that they can mm-hmm. control themselves, and giving them an easy way to make kind of a one-time electronic payment.
Well, I love this stuff. It's just making things so much more efficient now. So, and everybody, there goes the old cliche again. We all win here. So it's, you know, the credit union wins, the members win, HC3 wins. So yeah, it's a really good picture you guys are painting. What advice, Kim, would you give other credit unions who might be maybe stuck in a similar picture or similar situation that you guys were in? What advice would you give them?
That
the first thing I would say is make sure you have really strong internal meetings to be able to determine what you want to improve upon. We always say that one project has many tentacles, and it's just really interesting to see how far reaching that is. Mm-hmm. So that discovery is incredibly important. And even having a wish list of things that you would like to see, because there are partners out there like HC3 that will not only take your wish list, but then tell you of things that you didn't even know you needed. So really doing your homework and making sure that you know where you want to go helps you find that right partner.
Yeah, great advice. Great advice. And Regina, what goals or what did you guys want to achieve here with this project? And it sounds like it's an ongoing project as well. So what did you guys want to achieve here?
Well, we did want to achieve better penetration into the digital platform, which will reduce costs. So getting our members to enroll in e-delivery for statements and notices was a goal. So now having a very solid platform, all of our statements and notices are consistent, whether they're print or digital. So it makes that transition for the member much easier.
Yeah.
And then managing as far as the undeliverables, which is an ongoing project that we still have.
Okay.
So if we're not able to reach you by email, how do we correct that? So
gotcha.
That we get the important forms to you.
Well, I'm sure your members are super appreciative of what has taken place so far, and they don't even know what's next. So it's really going to be a good surprise for them as well. So with you guys working together, Griffin, anything else here to add before we wrap up? Any final words here from your perspective?
Sorry, we may have to edit this out. Let me think for a second. I think Kim made a really good point about internal meetings that they had. So not all of the credit unions we work with, when we do an implementation, necessarily have a project manager on their side working through the implementation. So I think that was really helpful that Chartway was so organized and on the same page about what they wanted to do. Because we'll have a PM in all our integrations, but sometimes they're managing internal resources and they're managing kind of resources at the credit union if there's not a project manager on that side. So I think that was probably something I hadn't really thought of, a key point as to why we were able to get through a pretty complex integration and still like each other at the end of it.
Yeah. How long did this process take? I mean, how long was it, you know, from step one to where you guys are now? Is it like 6 months, a year, 3 months, 2 days? How long did it take?
It's just a week or two, right, Kim? It was probably of kind of in heavy work of integration, 4 or 5 months. We have to go back and I have to go back and look.
Well, I mean, I'm sure every project is different, but I'm just kind of curious as a timeline here.
It was about a year and a half that we took from start to finish. And like Regina said, we're still working on other projects as well.
Right.
So we did have a couple of different things going on, like Griffin had mentioned with our credit cards, and there were some other things happening too. So that delayed us just a little bit.
Well, I think the beauty of this is just going to get better and better. So where you guys are now, I mean, can you imagine where you're going to be 6 months from now, a year from now? I mean, it's going to be that much better and your members are going to be that much more grateful for it. So you guys are definitely on the right track here. So good stuff. Ladies, do you guys have anything? Kim, Regina, anything else to add before we wrap up? Any final words?
I don't think so.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much for your time. Griffin, thank you very much. You guys keep up the good work. Appreciate the time. And I know you got busy, busy stuff, so I'll let you get back to work.
All right. Thanks for having us.
You are welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.